Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, and thanks again for joining me for another weekday podcast. Last Sunday when I was preaching on the one word, Hosanna. It's one of those words we don't really use until Easter comes around, so I was probably ahead of the curve when I was preaching on Hosanna, but the fact is, most of us don't know much about that word. I believe that the word Hosanna has great power on our present moments in life. Hosanna means save us, please. Now, to put that in the right context, it's save us, comma, you have a breath, please. Over in the Psalms in chapter 118, the text says, please, Lord, please save us. Please, Lord, please give us success. I think this is a model that many of us need to recognize, that prayer is so much more than just praying for someone who is ill or sick. It is more than okay to ask the Lord to save us and for the Lord to give us his version of success. The Hebrew word Hosanna is the word we get Hosanna from. The Greek Osana is what we get Hosanna from. And the original intent is save. It's viewed as a plea for help. It's as if we were yelling stop at someone about to throw a lighted firecracker at us. We use this inflection when we understand the potential impact of something about to happen and as an act of surrender. So like in moments like this, we realize we can't save ourselves, so we need what? Help. And we need to connect to our source of security. And if you're like me, we need to get there in a hurry. You know, in the firecracker example, the security is found with the person with the firecracker in their hand. Well, in our spiritual life, that security is found in our Creator, God. It's found in our Sustainer, Christ. In its purest form, this is worship as we feel we have come to the end of ourselves and we need God to step in and take over. But now, Hosanna also means salvation and thank you. Best-selling author Anne Lamott says that there are really three essential prayers, and they are the title of her best-selling book, Help, Save, and Wow. That follows along with Hosanna, help and thanks. Lord, we cannot do this on our own. Help us. Lord, we cannot save ourselves. Please save us. Lord, we have no way of succeeding this life without you. Would you grant that to us? We read above in Psalm 118, verse 25, please, Lord, please save us. Please give us success. This is the only time that this plea is used in Scripture. And right after that, in verse 26, there's a shift from concern to confidence. Because in verse 26, it says, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. What a great example of faith and a demonstration of the shift from Old Testament to New Testament, from Old Covenant to New Covenant. Today we hear songs like Hosanna, where it goes, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. And we hear that because if you're like me and grew up in church, you've heard it all your life. But it's a shift, like in that song, where it goes from this New Testament or Old Testament perspective of we're in dire need now to New Testament, which is, Lord, thank you. Thank you. It is a term of adoration and praise. And while it is that and more, it all starts with help and thanks. The wow is about to be clearer. Why should we add gratitude to our life? Because he's come to save his people. Why should we add scripture into our life daily? Because he has given us his word to live by. Why should we add journaling and capturing what God's doing in our life? Because he's called us to remember his great love. Why should we add prayer into our daily lives? Because he hears our cry for help and longs for us to talk with him. And that's why I want to invite you to get your copy of Power Routines if you haven't already, where it takes these four disciplines of gratitude, scripture, journaling, and prayer and guides you through every step so that in less than 15 minutes a day, you can create spiritual power routines and Hosanna becomes a natural part of help and thanks and wow in your day-to-day life. So my friend, thank you for joining me. Hosanna in the highest. Let him reign in your heart today. God bless you. I'll see you back on another Power Routines and on another Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these Weekday Podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.